Here.
Stacy.
Present.
Cello.
Here.
Dan. Not yet. Dimitri. Oh, we can't hear you, Dimitri. Here, I see you. Thumbs up, but your volume's not on. All right, Joanne.
Here.
Abe.
Here.
All right, so hopefully.
Hear me. Can you hear me now? Now?
Yeah, can you guys hear me now? Dimitri.
Yep. Okay, here.
You're good. Thank you. All right, so I'm assuming Dan is still going to be joining us. I haven't heard anything from him. Devin had a bit of a family emergency come up a couple hours ago, so she is likely not going to be able to join us this evening. If she can break away, she might join us late, but I'm not expecting her tonight. So let me just see, is this
hey, Nell.
Dan? No, okay.
Remind everybody, yes. Remind everybody about our statute to record.
So per the current state regulations, being held remotely and over Zoom, we do have to keep a recording of the meetings. So just if members have a face shown on the recording, your name, make sure you video and feel free to name or put something different there. Otherwise, it will be in the recording that's kept in the school files. So first up on the agenda is public comment. Give our to comment.
Nell, your audio was cutting out a little bit. I'm not sure they caught the end of that.
It kind of looks like Nell's frozen right now.
And you're frozen. We don't hear you at all.
So the call was for any public comment to be made as this part of the agenda. So if there's any public comment, feel free to just state your name and start talking.
All right. Nobody, are we good then?
I think we're good for now.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to move us on to our first topic on the agenda tonight is the administrative and teacher salary reporting. This is something that we go through at this time of year every year. In the board packet, you got the listing of all of these things. Does anyone have questions or comments, or Jeff, anything you want to note about that?
Yeah, this gets, once the board, well, the board approves this, it's for last fiscal year. It's for all of the teaching staff and the administrators. And so that's why it's not a totally inclusive list. It's just the requirements for teaching staff and administrators. It gets posted on our website under our governance section of our website as well for 1 year. So I'll be asking you guys to approve this for the postings and the submittal to ISBE whenever the timeline is. I believe it's September 15th is when it has to be to ISBE.
Jeff, are there any changes from that we didn't discuss previously, or can we see the one from last year to compare?
Changes how so, Joanne?
I mean, just changes in salaries.
There's, well, the annual increases that get shared
right
in part of the budget.
I mean, outside of the normal stuff.
No real changes, just the just what's on that list. As far as being able to see the one from last year, I can get that to you guys. I can't get it this second, but I can get those to you. It's probably archived somewhere on our website. Not visible, but in the library of our website.
Any other questions? Go ahead.
What would be the reasoning behind the, I'm just curious, what do you?
just due diligence, just gotcha. Nothing beyond that.
I'm just curious. I can find it and send it off or put it onto the next board agenda, whatever you want to do.
Okay, just because I wasn't here last year, so I, it's my first time going through it. That's all.
Yep.
No, just to be clear, this is last year's numbers.
That's right. They're after
right.
Okay.
And
so Joanne, you're looking for an FY19 to FY20 comparison, if I hear you right.
This is 19 to 20,
right? This is 19 to 20, isn't it?
Yeah, FY19 would be 2 years
school ago. Year.
FY20 would be last year.
Yes.
FY21. Yeah.
All right. Any other questions?
I've got a quick question for Jeff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Is there, with the lists of all the staff members, is there a description with, in terms of what some of the staff members actually do, the ones that are not teachers, like, dean of students, teacher, no admin endorsement, like those positions? I was just curious what their roles are within the school. Is that listed as well somewhere?
Just to make sure I hear you right, your question is what these teachers are and administrators are on this list, what their roles are?
Yeah, the ones that are not classroom teachers, I was just curious if there's like a some type of listed profile in terms of what their duties are, what they do, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we have job descriptions for everybody in the school. On this list, the dean of students is categories that ISBE has that we have to abide by there. So I'm not really a district superintendent, I'm the executive director, but that's not how the classification works for ISBE. So that's why I'm a district superintendent, right? And so the dean of students for Naomi, no admin endorsement means she's not the principal, she's not a type 75, but she is our dean of environmental learning. And the rest of them are pretty much resources, special ed or student services. And the rest of them are same thing with Tony. Tony is the dean of faculty and students. However, it comes across in ISBE's language as principal. Danielle Venegoni, who's our culture coach, is the dean of students with no administration endorsement, which means she's not a principal, would not be doing the evaluations, things like that.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments on this? All right, I'm gonna move us on then. Next up is the board election timeline and process. Jim, anything you wanna comment related to that? You guys should have all, the next part of the board packet has the general outline on there.
Yeah, just a couple quick comments on this. Again, like Nell said, the timeline's in the packet. Hopefully everyone has had an opportunity to look at that. Our first main milestone date, August 18th, that was the election initiation date. Everyone should have seen the note that came out regarding that. There's an email, I believe, sent to parents, and then it's also posted out on the Prairie Crossing website. Our next goal date that's coming up is September 9th, and that's the date that the candidate packets will be due. And then at that time, the election committee will review and certify the applications that have been received.
All right. So if I can add to that, Jim?
Yeah, please.
So one of the protocols that are a little different than a standard normal year is because of our distancing protocols, one of the changes this year is that we will be receiving those packets. Usually we receive those candidate applications as hard copies that get dropped off into the main office. This year we're doing it just a tad different. Because the offices are closed, we're having them email. Two emails were set up, board elect at pccharterschool.org and parentelect at pcchartershool.org. And those are being funneled to one of the committee members on the election committee. We'll just hold them and archive them until your meeting. Won't open them, won't look at them, just literally keep the emails.
Yep. Yeah, thanks for that, Jeff.
So that's really the only change that, besides the actual dates, the only change from this year, COVID-related changes versus normal-related, normal operations.
I would encourage members of the board to, we can't publicly say, hey, so-and-so, you should apply or post, like, I think we should vote for this person, but we'll be saying, hey, it's board election time, be considering voting, returning in your applications if you're interested in running, I did get the question from a member of the board, can we individually approach someone and say, hey, I think you'd be a good board person. Would you consider applying? Absolutely. That's encouraged. We want to make sure that we're doing what we can to reach general comments. If you are put in line of, hey, it's application time, please consider yourself for consideration. That's all fine.
Yeah.
Okay. When the time comes, we'll have to figure out what the best method is to do any of the NL, anybody, what the best method is to do board interviews, all that type of stuff, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Joanne did graciously agree to be a part of the committee. Jim had reached out to the PSO a couple times to see if they wanted to make a second appointment, and they did not respond with a second person, so I did appoint Joanne to be on that committee as well for us.
Thanks for agreeing to do that, Joanne. Glad to have you.
So glad to know I was a second choice.
all part of the process.
That's what the
If that's the case, then, and we have enough members, I'm going to suggest that one of the administrative appointed positions be removed. So right now we have Christine Hodapp and Janet Siegel are members of the election committee as well. That makes it very hard to even just run copies because it would be a majority of a quorum. So if it's okay with you, I'd like to take one of those guys off and use them as an alternate, perhaps, if that needs to be the case. I mean, we'll still be there. We'll still be a part of the process as much as you need the support. But as far as being an actual committee member, it could cause a few challenges, especially if you'll notice I'm the person sending out the election things rather than typically Janet would, because that's technically would be an OMA issue. And so if we could take that out of the equation and not have it be an issue, if we have enough members, I would appreciate that.
So yeah, Jim, my thoughts are we typically need to have 5 that I can appoint. I would lean towards not appointing another member of the board. But if there is, again, quick communication or something that needs to happen, we don't have our quorum that way too. But I'm happy, Jim, we can talk to see if we can just appoint another member of the public who might want to participate. Jeff, if you'd like. I don't know. Sorry, Jim.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit now, but the gist of what I got was, and I agree, I think if we were to pull off Janet or Christine, then we'd want to look to appoint someone else just to keep us at 5. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be ideal. And we can certainly do that.
Why don't we just run it through this election cycle and keep that in our minds through the next one?
Okay. Yeah. Duly noted.
All right, thanks.
All right, guys, if you give me just a second, I'm going to disconnect my audio. I'm going to dial in from my phone. So, Marcella, you can take over for a second if you want, or just...
Oh, we'll give her a minute. Can everybody hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, we can hear you.
So I do have a question while we're waiting for Nellie to join back in. Have we given any thought in regards to the staggered election. I know, obviously, with COVID, we were trying to attempt it, you know, earlier in this year. And I see that the calendar that you have is for this cycle. Are we starting to put thoughts around dates? If, you know, everything goes well and we could like try to start it up later in the new year, trying to do that staggered election process.
Yeah. Well, we did approve that last year. And mm-hmm. So it was ready to go this spring. It's just, you know, the floor fell out from underneath us a little bit in the spring. So we just postponed it rather than complicate it. But if the conditions, you know, I think that's definitely a board call or election committee call. But if the conditions present themselves where we think we can get back on track and stay on that schedule, that's totally doable. It was just a little bit of basically muddying the waters pretty heavily.
Yep.
At the timing was just awful. And so we didn't think we would get any applications because everybody was scrambling just to figure out how they were living it.
No, I agree. And I'm just throwing it out there because I know that like when we were like looking at it the first time around, the dates made it a little bit tricky, and just to make sure that we were in sync with the bylaws and all that in regards to the election cycle, notifications and all that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's something that like obviously for this meeting, but maybe later this year or early next year, we'll start looking at the calendar and try to use it.
Yeah, I think it's definitely worth revisiting.
Yep.
Are you guys able to hear me any better now?
Yeah.
Oh, much better.
Crystal clear.
Okay. Hopefully we're better now. Sorry.
No problem.
All right. Is there more discussion about the board election or should we keep going?
Keep going.
You're ready to go.
Okay. Next up is student enrollment numbers. I know you sent us out a sheet in the board packet, Jeff. Are those numbers still standing at 430? Has it changed at all since then?
432 as of today. We've had a little bit of movement across the grade bands. We've had about 11 or 12 people that have either chosen to homeschool or have chosen a private setting for school. Because of the COVID issues and the remote learning. But, you know, due to Janet's diligence and a strong wait list, we were able to replace those students or replace those names with those on the wait list. And so as of today, I can say that we're 432 strong.
Great. Great. Anybody have questions or comments about that?
Thank you. Did we give any consideration for the unique circumstances with COVID? Anyone who chose to maybe homeschool for right now to not necessarily remove themselves from the school, almost like have a hold on the spot until things change and maybe that we have in-person learning?
Yeah, that's not legal.
It is not, okay.
No, the only way that you could keep your spot is if you're still engaged and still being attendance being taken and things like of that nature. And we have been working with families that schedules don't necessarily align with all the synchronous and asynchronous learning.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been working with some of the recorded videotapes of classrooms to help those students and families adjust to a schedule that works for them. But if you are going to enroll in another school, you cannot be dual enrolled in any school, and it doesn't matter if you're a charter or not. And if you choose to homeschool, then technically you are, in the eyes of the law, in the eyes of the statute, you are removing from your district. So you're withdrawing from the district in order to do so.
Okay. Yeah, I thought there might be some exceptions for the homeschooling option just because of childcare issues. Some of the comments that we saw, that there was a change, at least even on a temporary basis, but not then so yet.
Yeah, ISBE hasn't issued those yet, so I don't think they will.
Okay.
So Jeff, homeschool is defined then as disengagement from the online curriculum, right?
Correct. Disengagement from the school learning, right?
So, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, which speaks to the accountability, which speaks to the attendance, which speaks to the assessments, all those things.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments about that? All right, I'm going to keep moving us on then. Next up is board goals. We had spoken in last month's meeting as a board about kind of having our governance committee look at things a little more in depth and come up with some goals to bring back to us for us to talk about as a larger board. I know that governance meeting got pushed. We had announced at last month's meeting that was the governance meeting was going to occur last week, and due to lots of factors, that meeting got pushed back. So that hasn't happened yet. But I don't know if anyone, you know, there's two things I want to share just real quick related to board goals. One is a reminder to everybody that we have to have our training done. To my knowledge, only one member of the board has it all done. So far, we've got to do those 4 hours of training. I don't have mine done yet either. I'm part of that. So just the end of the year is going to sneak up on us. So just make sure you guys are working on that. If anybody's having issues accessing it, let me know. I can help you through that process. And Inks is really, really nice. When I first started, I couldn't figure something out and they helped me do it. So does anybody have questions about training things?
Is it okay to ping anybody you for the link again?
Yes, you can, Abe. I'll send it to you.
Thank you.
I'm making myself a note.
You might want to say it to
everybody. It's not hard. It really is pretty convenient.
Yeah, they go by pretty quick. Mel, I have a question. I don't know if you know the answer to this already, but being that we would be seating the newly elected board members in October, mm-hmm. Would they then be held accountable for having that training completed by the end of the year as well, or is there a timeline?
Yes, they are. We actually, Jeff and I asked the state that Anna's going to turn. Standpoint, he doesn't. Members are seated on the. Are the members' hours of training done? So yes, we need to make sure that our new candidates, our new board members, are aware that they've got to have that done pretty quickly. And I believe moving forward, for all of us that have done the initial 4 hours, we'll have 2 hours every year that we'll have to do moving forward.
Thank you.
Just to chime in real quick, Cello, I didn't get any notifications on the governance committee changes. So if there's some distribution list, if I can get added back into that, that'd be great.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thing I want to comment on related to board goals, it inadvertently didn't make it another email to us all with the calendar of the board, especially probably something you
kind of share. Nell, you're breaking up again.
So let me try. So the other part of the board goals is really just a governance thing, is that in the packet on, I forgot to put it in the packet on Friday. So on Monday, I sent you guys all a reoccurring schedule of what typically we talk about in board meetings month by month. Those change, of course, given the times and the severity of certain things. Things will get added to that. But that was a look for you guys to take a look, familiarize yourself with if you'd like anything added to that list, then just send that through Nell and let's talk about a little bit of where it fits best, if there's other things that you want to have as a standing, reoccurring yearly thing. But those are the highlights of when we do our budget, when we talk about when it's appropriate, talk about recharter, when it's appropriate, talk about director evaluations, all those things.
Jeff, you cut out now.
That's just the thing. It gives you a snapshot of where we're at and what we'll be talking about on any given month.
Could you hear Jeff, Joanne?
Yeah, I just lost him for a second, then he came right back. I don't know. Okay. It's just me.
All right. Any other questions or comments about board goals?
Welcome, Dan.
Good. All right. We have in the packet several new employee information on there. We go into closed session if anyone has specific comments they want to ask about any individual employees. That's something we should do in closed session. If everybody's okay with things, we don't need to go into closed session. We can approve them. So is there any member of the board that would like us to enter into closed session to discuss anything with those? Everybody's good. I'm scrolling.
I believe all the applicants that you're looking at there, not applicants, all the names that you're looking at there are for the instructional assistant position. So pretty much the same language across the board, just our standard contract agreement for non-union staff. And then there's always a caveat in there that their rate of pay changes if and when they assume a substitute teacher position with the absence of a teacher. And so that's it across the board, and that actually fills our roster for the year.
All right. Anyone have questions, comments about any of that?
Nothing here.
No. All right, so next up on our consent agenda, we have the financial statements for the month. Any questions or concerns about those?
They're very light because it's July, so you'll see a lot more zeros than you will in any other month, but we're starting to track that and we'll catch up on that. We have a finance committee meeting next month, Stacy, I believe, right?
Next month.
We'll be going through that a little bit more in detail, as well as talking about updates on our audit. There's nothing really to update on the audit except it's still in process, but the goal will be to bring that for approval in September for a November 1st submittal to the state.
Yep. Yeah, I spoke to the auditors 10 days ago or so. That's just a normal part of the audit process. As treasurer, I spoke to him last year as well. It's and it was, I don't have anything to report from it. It was a pretty straightforward conversation and went very well.
I'm getting a little chat message. It's saying I'm really hard to hear. Is that any better?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I just cranked my mic. So hopefully I'm not blowing your ears out.
Nope.
Yep.
All right. Any other questions on the financials from the board? We're good.
Yep.
All right. So the minutes from the July meeting were there. I had emailed Jim a couple things. Joanne, I know your name was misspelled in a couple places.
Yeah. Just a couple things.
Jim, couple about things. That.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead. No.
No, I was just saying, then we're going to put a comment in for the public attending that, you know, we had over 100 participants and some people were in and out. So that list may, you know, our list of public may be inaccurate in some places as people came and went, but we made an effort to try and get everybody in there. Of those that were sharing their name in the Zoom meeting, not everyone did.
Yeah, that's all I was going to add, Nell, that you got my comments there. And then I'll also add, just because she had sent me an email directly, Christine Boss had emailed me directly asking that her name be added as an attendee. And we do have her accounted for in the comments, so I'll update that as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you'll send me those, Jim, and then I'll, once they're approved as amended, I'll get them posted?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Does anybody else see any other corrections or amendments that we need to add? Everybody's good? Nothing
for me.
All right, so we need a motion to approve the open session minutes from July 28th, 2020 as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Joanne, Stacy.
Yep. All right, I'll do a roll call. Mel is a yes. Jim?
Yes.
Stacy?
Yes.
Cello?
Yes.
Dan?
Dan, yes.
Dimitri? We can't hear you, Dimitri, but I see your mouth moving for a yes.
Hear me now?
Yes. Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
I tried that space bar thing, Joanne.
Oh, man.
All right. Joanne?
Yes.
And Abe?
Yes.
All right, I need a motion to approve the reports on the consent agenda.
Dan, so moved.
Second.
Oh, second, that was.
Who did the second?
Jim,
okay. Thank you, Dan with the first, Jim with Nelza, yeah.
Now you froze up.
Yes.
Just I frozen, Jim?
Jim, yes.
Poor Nell.
I think it was Stacy, then me.
Stacy's a yes.
Cello's a yes.
Dan, yes. Now kill your video, maybe.
Joanne, yes.
Dimitri's a yes.
Abe, yes.
All right, that's everybody.
All right, thank you, guys. Did you finish the vote? I could hear you guys, but clearly you could not hear me.
Yeah, we did. We got everybody.
We are done.
Yeah, approved by all.
I am sorry. The internet is just not my friend. Okay. Do we have any public comment?
Hi, Nell, this is Kristen Boss. May I make a public comment, please?
Looks like.
Sure. I think that's a yes, because I can't hear you.
Go ahead.
I'm just wondering if we can get any sort of update on the back to school plan and how it's progressing and how we're tracking towards a return to in-person instruction date. So I know you probably can't answer me, but I'm just curious if we could get an update. I'm surprised it's not on the agenda for tonight.
I could speak to that if you don't mind. No?
Jeff, yeah.
So as far as the timeline update, there has been no change, right? We're still looking at the numbers from Lake County and looking at some of the surrounding districts and talking with some of the surrounding districts. So there really is no update on a timeline on when we'll start transitioning to phase 4B as of yet anyway. That's not part of our discussions today anyway. And as far as the plan itself, you know, there was a couple of hiccups. We had a connection hiccup the other day through Zoom. We expect probably one or two more of those to happen in the near future as more and more schools start to overtax the Zoom systems. Hopefully they'll stay in front of that, but Zoom had literally had some challenges on Monday morning, I believe, which caused a little bit of a challenge or delay in getting started for the day. We've also had some Kindle issues with kindergartners and having them connecting. So we're actually in the process of replacing in the Kindles that we were issued for kindergartners with our Chromebooks. And we're still today waiting on the delivery of Chromebooks that we had ordered back in early July, end of June, early July, I believe, waiting on CDW and other vendors. They're just not in stock and they don't really have a specific date for us. So we're still waiting on some of that stuff. But all in all, We seem to hit the ground. We seem to have hit the ground running pretty well. We're going to continue to tweak as we go to make it a little more smooth. Teachers are engaged up to their eyeballs. There's been a lot of good feedback. There's been some, you know, some of the challenges that I've just expressed as far as connection and timing with families. And we're going to continue to work through those as we get, you know, from, it's a good point. Thank you, Kristen, to, we'll leave as a, if Nell, if you agree, we'll leave as a standing agenda on there, just an update on where we are in our timeline that we can address this. Just even if it's no news, we can at least say that at each of the board meetings until we start to transition.
Thank you. That's helpful and appreciated.
No, thank you.
What I'm seeing is my typical next comment on this would be any new business. I'm seeing our agenda does not have new business listed on it. If any members of the board have new business to add that to our agenda?
Can I just ask a quick question? I was wondering, Jeff, could you give us like an update on all the construction and things like that that have been going on? Just curious.
We can put that on the next agenda if you'd like. We can also talk about that at the finance committee. Right. I mean, I don't really know what to update you. What level of update are you looking for?
I was just curious, has anything been done with the lower part of the barn? Has anything been done? I know that it looked like you guys did all that handicap accessible stuff going into the barn. I was just curious about that. That's all, because we haven't been on campus. So I was just kind of wondering what was going on.
Yeah, no, that's a fair question. I didn't know what level of detail you wanted to get into. That's why I was saying I might not have been prepared for some of it, but these questions are I can definitely handle. So the Kennecott entrance level is in progress as well. And what that will look like when it's done is instead of coming in and congregating down in the lower level of Kennecott building, you will actually sign in. Be much warmer, much nicer experience. As a result of that, it would be much safer during social distancing protocols, the way we're going to be signing in the front entrance, and that's moving along very well. One of the challenges in the COVID era that we're in is permitting. A lot of things are taking a lot longer than they normally would. And one of the things that takes a long time is not only the permitting from the county and the village, but the actual procurement of things like doors that would take maybe 10 days to turn around are taking upwards of 12 weeks because no manufacturer is doing this. They're almost treating everything as a specially made order. And so the timeline has been drastically impacted as a result of that, but it's not hindering what we're trying to do on campus. And when we return to blended learning, whether we have these facilities done or not won't impact our operations. But in the lower level of the barn, all the infrastructure has been done. The fitness center is no longer. It has now been outfitted into, we've added bathrooms that were needed to be added. We've added our electrical installations. They're putting the final touches on all the electrical work that had to be done. Our HVAC, our heating, ventilation, air conditioning is in progress right now, as well as our fire suppression for both the upper and lower parts of the barn. Sprinkler systems for fire protection are all in progress right now. To Abe's point, the barn is now ADA accessible, American Disability Act accessible. Whereas in the past, before we owned it, it was not accessible to ADA standards. And so that's been done with new curbing, new sidewalks, and new paving. If you have a chance to drive through the Carson parking lot and the Comstock parking lot, the Comstock parking lot was resealed, and the Carson parking lot, the west parking lot, has been reground and replaced to eliminate all those potholes and all the things that were there before we owned the things. And so, from a campus perspective, we're on schedule. We're financially on schedule. We're a little behind schedule in the timeline, but right now that's not affecting anything that we do to operate here. And then we can continue to update that as we go. We're expecting, you know, so the next part is actually the finishing. Once the infrastructure work gets done, things tend to move a little bit more quickly as soon as all the piping and HVAC and people get out of the way, frankly. So we should see more and more progress on that, and we're in line. We're the bond work that helps pay those bills has been seamless. It's been actually very good, and the contractors are getting good turnaround on their payments, and things are working well in that aspect as well. So,
Jeff, I'm sorry, I've got a question going back to the we're on Tuesday of our second week of virtual, but something I should have asked a while ago. It's been my assumption, and forgive me if I didn't follow it exactly, but it was my assumption that when we were planning to go back to the blended learning, we were basing that off of my assumption would be the state guidance and the positivity rate. And then I guess, do we get down to am I right? And then let's just say that the state positivity rate is below 3%, but Lake County's is above 4. I just wanted to know what the barometers were that we were going to go back to blended learning were at the time. And then we know that it changed, but can you remind me of what the barometers were that would have given us the green light for blended learning?
It's a combination of all those things, Dan. It's a combination of having frank discussions with surrounding districts. It's a combination of looking at the infection rates and in the IDPH guidelines. It's also a combination of what we think we can do here from our resources standpoint. You know, can we bring 16 people in a classroom back? Can we bring more? Can we bring less? What is our infrastructure and building capacities and functional capacities look like on that end? And so it's all of those things that revolve. There's no one single metric that's going to tip that decision one way or the other. It's a balance of all of them combined.
Right. And that's because I've personally been watching the positivity rates, and I know they've been, you know, climbing. Unfortunately, they're still hovering around 4 point whatever. I think, I'm not sure for Lake County, but I was just curious. But I totally get that it's a combination of factors.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. You know, anecdotally, it'll be interesting to see when we start. Some schools in the area start a little sooner than others. The majority of the schools that will be starting right after Labor Day or right in the next couple of weeks, it'll be interesting to see what some of those trends are. If you look at different states, what you're seeing is people that have started at all levels of education, people that have started as a blended learning and have stopped and reverted back to a remote learning. We just want to, you know, first and foremost, maintain the safety of our students, our families, and our staff. Period. And, you know, when it's right, when we can do that and look people directly in the eyes and say we're doing that, it is going to be, you know, that's really going to be the tipping point that we're just not going to take chances with our families and our students and our staff at this point.
No, agreed. And I'm coming at it from the standpoint of it's hard to imagine without a vaccine or a therapeutic, you know, how you barometer that, you know, because it'll always be a risk unless there's a vaccine, so to speak, or a really well thought out therapeutic. So it's just, you know, the only, in my mind, the only factors that you can assess are what the level of infection is, you know, because there's, you know, until there's a vaccine, and you're always going to be taking a risk, so to speak. So I was just curious, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm like all of you guys. I'm waiting for the day I turn on the nightly news and see that the state of Illinois is not red. Yeah. Especially our region. Our region isn't red either.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Good questions.
All right. Questions or comments? All right.
Okay.
I'm sure we already asked Abe if he's driving. I'm guessing the answer was no.
Oh, I'm parked. I've been shushing them all day. I felt like it was unfair to like extend it out any longer, so I decided to go to a quieter spot and let them yell.
I have done many a call from the garage as well, my friend.
Neil, you frozen or?
Yeah, I think Neil froze again.
She's back.
No, I can see her moving. There. I think she can
I'm
see
I'm working on it. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Can now.
For the moment.
Yeah, I was on a 2-hour Zoom earlier with absolutely no issues. I don't know why I'm having issues now. So.
Right.
I'm frozen. Cello, if you can hear me, can you do a roll call vote to try and or ask for a motion for adjourning and do a vote?
Oh, let's go through the
action. Oh, we need to do the action item, action agenda.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry.
I can drive for a little bit. All right. If you'd like.
I think I'm back again.
You're back.
Better than ever.
All right.
Okay. So we need a motion to approve the administrative and teacher salary reporting.
And so move.
Second.
Right. So Dan with a first, Stacy with a second. All right, roll call. Nell's a yes. Jim?
Jim, yes.
Dan, yes.
Stacy's a yes.
Cello's a yes.
Cello?
Yes.
Dan's a yes. Dimitri?
She's a yes. Yes. Yes, yes.
Joanne?
Are we going to ever meet again in person? I mean, when are we going to do that, guys? Come on.
Get through this.
Oh, I hope so. And I'm going to try a new device again for next month.
Abe, yes.
Right. Abe, did you get your vote? And I did not hear a yes from Abe.
He just did.
Okay.
Yep. That's everyone.
We will nod. Yes, nod. We're saying yes.
All right. So we also need, since my sound's having issues, Marcelo, is there any way we've got to go through and read off all the names of the people that we're approving
Let me do this.
Are you guys hearing me okay again? Yeah.
I think Jeff's trying to get a word in here.
I'll drive for this one because I have the names right in front of me. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So what I'm looking for is a motion to approve Bonnie Sue Wadley, Adam Scott. I think I have the second one. Let me, Megan King. Susan Recker, and let me just check this name. I think I wrote it down wrong. And Julia Weber as instructional assistants at $14.50 an hour and $17.50 an hour when there are substitutes for the remainder of this school year.
So moved.
Moved by Cello.
Dan second.
Dan on second. Stacy.
Approved.
Dimitri?
Approved. There was a name, Bonnie Sue Wadley. I don't think you mentioned her name.
Bonnie Sue Wadley, yeah.
Did you say that one?
Yeah, that was the first one.
Oh, sorry. I approve.
Joanne? Jim?
Yes, approved.
Abe?
Yes.
Dan?
Dan, yes.
How about Nell?
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Jello.
Cello, yes.
Oh, I missed. Oh, I thought I. Yep. Sorry. Oh, you're behind my chat screen or whatever this is. The attendance screen.
So, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Dan, so moved.
Second.
right. Now
Stacy, yes.
Four is giving her some issues again, I think.
Yeah. All right. Stacey, yeah. Jim's a yes.
Yes. Yes, yes.
I heard Joanne, so Seller, yes.
Seller, yes.
Dan, yes.
Dan, yes. Abe?
Dimitri, Abe. Yes. Dimitri, yes.
Gotcha, Dimitri. Abe?
Yes.
Okay.
And all right, that's everyone.
Okay. Great. All I'll right. cover for Nell here. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, guys, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You got to get Nell a Wi-Fi booster.
We'll give her one of those.
All right.
We'll now you're not using a school-issued Chromebook, are you?
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe she's not.
Great. Well, great. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, bye, guys.
See you all next month.
Be safe. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Take care.
Bye.
Stopping recording.